For NPR Illinois, I'm Mary Hansen. A new crop could soon cycle through Illinois' agriculture rotation, industrial hemp. But as Jacqueline Driscoll reports for Illinois Issues, it's not really new at all.
Hemp has been used for centuries to make rope, fishnets, paper, car parts, fuel, and more. It's an unruly crop. It's skinny, it's tall, but what has made it controversial is that it's a derivative of the cannabis plant.
If you could smoke an acre of it, and all you would get would be a headache.
That's Betty Obendorf, the historian in the tiny Illinois town of Polo, where farmers grew industrial hemp during World War II. She says it's been considered one of the most valuable commodities for years.
Hemp was brought over from the other countries, and they only brought their most valuable things.
And it was valuable to farmers in Illinois. In Polo alone, farmers produced more than 10,000 tons of hemp straw just in the 1943 season, and hemp brought in an average of $93 per acre. Soon after the war ended, Congress passed harsher penalties for drug offenses, including cannabis, and in 1970, the Controlled Substance Act was passed. This made cannabis a Schedule I drug, the most restrictive category. That included hemp. However, language included in the 2014 Farm Bill allowed states to begin growing hemp for research purposes. Today, at least 35 states have passed legislation related to hemp, according to the National Conference of State Legislatures. For years, Illinois has tried to pass legislation that would allow farmers to grow industrial hemp. But the stigma associated with hemp and marijuana has been the challenge. Even today, the Illinois Association of Chiefs of Police opposes legislation that passed the General Assembly with overwhelming support to allow farmers to grow the crop. Ed Wojcicki is the group's executive director.
We're opposed to the legalization of recreational marijuana. We just see this bill as creeping into that issue. We decided we're taking a firm position against any bills that would move the needle toward legalization of marijuana.
Those concerns have been enough to offset the push from agricultural organizations like the Illinois Farm Bureau. They want to see hemp back in the state's fields, and usually what the ag industry wants carries a lot of weight in state government. This push has taken decades, but it might finally be nearing a finish line. Bill Bodine with the Illinois Farm Bureau says educating the public about what the plant actually is has been an important step.
It's a very low THC content plant. It's non-intoxicating. And there was education that's been going on for years to make people understand that this is not marijuana. It's a different variety of a plant that does not have the intoxicating capabilities that marijuana has.
THC is the mind-altering component in marijuana. The industrial hemp that could possibly grow in Illinois would have extremely low levels and would be tested by the Department of Agriculture regularly. Bodine says this could be a viable option for farmers.
In the last few years, the economics have been difficult for corn and soybean production. There may be an interest in growing a different crop that might present a different opportunity, a different income stream for them.
Market prices for corn, soybeans, and wheat are low. On average, producing a bushel of corn will cost more than a farmer can make from it. Mike Doherty is a senior economist with the Illinois Farm Bureau.
Input costs have come down. There has been some market adjustment because of the low crop prices, but they haven't come down nearly as much as the crop prices have.
Doherty says predicting the market size potential for industrial hemp is difficult since it's been illegal for so long, but he has no doubt it would benefit farmers in Illinois. Aside from the possible agricultural benefits, Rebecca Oslin with the Illinois Stewardship Alliance also says it could help the environment.
From a soil health perspective, we'd really like to see a lot more diversity in what farmers are able to grow profitably. And the way that hemp grows, there's really a low need for chemical inputs.
Most recently, the United States Senate included language in its version of a farm bill that would allow hemp to be sold as an agricultural commodity and allow states to regulate their programs. The legislation passed this spring in Illinois will soon head to Governor Bruce Rauner's desk, though he has given no indication as to whether he will sign it or not. I'm Jacqueline Driscoll.